According to a report from Mind Gardens, a Sydney-based neuroscience alliance, the economic cost of brain and nervous system disorders, mental health issues and substance abuse in Australia is $74 billion a year. And that's besides the human cost. One of the members of the alliance is the Black Dog Institute, whose chief scientist is Professor Helen Christensen. Helen is also joint CEO of Mind Gardens. Welcome back to the Health Report, Helen.
Thank you, Norman.
What conditions are we talking about here?
We're talking about substance abuse disorders. We're speaking about depression, anxiety, mental health disorders, and neurological disorders. So any of the 20...
So multiple sclerosis, dementia, things like that.
That's right. Any of the 22 disorders that are used to describe that particular category in the World Health Organization analysis of the burden of disease were used.
Now, we've covered the burden of disease many times in the Health Report over many years. This is called the disability adjusted life years. This is years of life lost to disability or years of life lost because you die prematurely.
That's right.
And mental health has always been surprisingly near the top of that.
That's largely because of the prevalence of mental health disorders. So in Australia at the moment, there might be 720,000 people who have depression. So it has a huge impact on the cost and burden of disease.
Now, why are we, you found that the burden is, so if you take the whole disease burden, total disease burden of everything in Australia, you found that 20% of it is mental health, what I've just described, the substance use and brain disorders. And it's 11% worldwide. Why are we double?
It's an interesting question because...
You got it wrong?
I know. I hope not. But I think it's because the burden of disease from other countries is often communicative diseases. So in Australia, our main problems are going to be brain disorders as we go forward because communicative diseases are being fixed.
So infectious disease, apart from the story we obviously had before, and the $74 billion, that's everything put in, hospital, loss of work, and so on.
It's productivity and health costs.
So what's, I mean, you talk about in your recommendations, what you get, what value for money, and that's an early concept in the burden of disease study, which is called best buys. You know, what are the best buys to actually help this problem and for the best return on investment?
Yeah, so we did some analysis of particular interventions across these three groups of disorders that were likely to bring good return on investment. And there were some major interesting findings there in terms of, say, exercise therapy. It's highly effective for a number of neurological disorders. Internet CBT is effective for depression. These have...
Which is a special interest of yours.
Yes, but it's something that I think that we haven't really been able to put into practice, even though it's highly effective.
Why not?
Well, I think this is where we look to what are the major things that we have to do within the organisations that we have that are delivering healthcare. So ICBT, for example, can be found on the internet, but it's not actually...
So this is cognitive behavioural therapy.
Yeah, that's right. And it's not integrated into our health systems. It's not delivered preventatively. There are no incentives for industry to get involved. Whereas in the UK, for example, they introduced a measure very early in the 2000s that people should be allowed or offered this sort of intervention in every trust in the UK.
And we're talking, in fact, we're talking paradoxically about the young and the old. It's a bit hollowed out in the middle, but by and large, we're talking about mental health disorders starting in adolescence and some of these other problems such as dementia happening later in life.
That's right. It's an interesting graph that you see, isn't it? It's all about early, for mental health disorders and substance abuse, it's about young people. For dementia and neurological disorders, it's primarily about people older.
Now, Mind Gardens is an alliance of a hospital service, research institutes and so on, coming together on this with different interests. Is there a new model of care that you've got an idea for here?
We do have a model of care which is loosely based on the idea of the cancer comprehensive centres. Essentially, in the past, we've siloed services. We haven't looked at prevention. We haven't brought people together in a one-stop shop, even though we know there's a huge amount of comorbidity. So one of the components that we're trying to think about is the Apex Clinic, where people are concurrently looked at from every side, if you like, to determine what are the causes for their particular problem at that time. And then we're delivering a number of specialised services once they've been looked at from every angle.
So have you tried that yet, or that's still on the drawing board?
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have a number of these smaller clinics starting, but the actual...
Where does the money come from? And what's the incentive?
Well, I think the incentive is that these four organisations really want to do something. It's quite palpable in the board meetings and so on. And this is a bit different because it's four organisations that have come together in a company structure in order to make inroads on this. So everybody's serious about it. And the contribution so far has been some in kind, some salaries and so on.
But where will the money come from for these holistic clinics?
Well, I think there's a number of opportunities that we can work through. And we're looking at government, potential government funding. We're looking at philanthropy because, amazingly, in our area, philanthropy is one of the biggest contributors to improving our mental health and drug and alcohol services.
So watch this space.
Yeah, watch this space.
Thank you very much. Helen Christensen, who is Chief Scientist at the Black Dog Institute and Joint CEO, or Interim CEO, I should say, of Mind Gardens in New South Wales.